KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
It's partly cloudy to cloudy, 60 degrees in Atlantic. We'll look for isolated showers and thunderstorms today, a high of 70. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Lindeman Tractor. Offering you farm equipment that works as hard as you do, there is a line of showers and thunderstorms stretching from around the Harrison and Shelby County line, southward through the Hancock and Oakland areas, and then to the southeast through Villisca and south of Corning and Lenox and down toward the Missouri line. And that shower activity is moving to the northeast. In the news, sheriff's officials in Montgomery County report a man and a woman from rural Red Oak have been arrested on felony child endangerment causing injury charges. Jessica A. Davis was arrested Tuesday evening following an investigation into a reported case of child abuse that allegedly occurred October the 10th. Earlier in the day, on Tuesday, authorities had announced Matthew Davis was taken into custody Monday afternoon on the same felony charge. Jessica and Matthew Davis were being held with Montgomery County Jail on $5,000 bond each. No other details concerning the incident or investigation have been released. Police and Council Bluffs earlier this morning arrested a man on charges that include intimidation with a dangerous weapon, carrying weapons, and discharge of a firearm within city limits. Authorities say 26-year-old Brendan Miner of Council Bluffs was taken into custody at around 12:25 a.m. after officers were called to 3431 Avenue D following a report of shots fired. When officers arrived, they made contact with a person who was involved in a verbal altercation with Miner that turned physical. The victim said when Miner went into his home at 3429 Avenue D, he came out and threatened to shoot the man before firing an unknown number of rounds from a small handgun into the air. Officers made contact with Miner, who surrendered to them without further incident. Inside the home, police recovered two firearms. No injuries were reported. Authorities say two people suffered minor injuries during a single vehicle rollover accident Tuesday morning northeast of Atlantic. The accident at Highway 71 and Fayette Road was reported just after 11 a.m. Authorities say Dale Pauley was driving a Cadillac SUV traveling southbound on Highway 71 and attempting to pass a tractor and grain wagon when the SUV made contact with the tractor, entered the west ditch, and rolled over. Deputies on the scene said Pauley and his passenger, Isla Pauley, both of Atlantic, suffered from minor lacerations. They were transported to the Cass County Hospital by medevac ambulance. The driver of the tractor, William Wilson of Exira, was not hurt. Atlantic Fire and Rescue and Cass County Sheriff's deputies assisted at the scene. The Cass County Board of Supervisors are expected to pass a resolution during their meeting this morning in Atlantic with regard to a 28E agreement between Cass and Audubon counties. The agreement pertains to shared responsibilities for a bridge replacement project on Akron Road, or County Line Road, if you will, on the north line of Section 2 in Grant Township. Similar agreements have taken place in the recent past for other such projects in Montgomery and Adams counties. In other business, the supervisors will act on an appointment to fill a vacancy term on the Cass County Civil Service Commission. They'll also receive a collective bargaining proposal from the union representing the Secondary Roads Department. And the board will receive a quarterly report from Cass County Conservation Director Micah Lee, along with other regular reports from the county engineer, attorney, and mental health general assistance coordinator, as those reports are available. The Cass County Supervisors meeting gets underway at 8:30 this morning. In the funeral announcements, Glenn Eldon Boss, age 84, of Stewart, died Saturday at the Stewart Community Care Center. Funeral services for Glenn Boss will be today at 11 o'clock at the First Congregational Church in Stewart. Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart has arrangements. Elizabeth Betty Ellen Wells, age 96, of Dexter, died Sunday at the Stewart Community Care Center. Funeral services for Betty Wells will be held tomorrow at 10 o'clock at the Dexter Presbyterian Church. Johnson Family Funeral Home in Dexter has arrangements. David John Turner, age 61, of Harlan, died Sunday. Graveside services for David Turner will be on Thursday at 2 o'clock at the Branson Cemetery in Loveland, Iowa. Pauley Jones Funeral Home of Harlan has arrangements. William Kennedy Sr., age 63, of Atlantic, died Wednesday. A gathering to celebrate the life of William Kennedy Sr. will be held tomorrow from 4 until 6 p.m. at the Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic. Glenn Kuzel, age 89, of Manning, died Monday at Manning Plaza Nursing Home. Services for Glenn Kuzel will be on Friday at 10:30 at Zion Lutheran Church in Manning. Odie Funeral Home in Manning has arrangements. Shirley Mathias, age 84, of Atlantic and formerly of Messina, died Saturday at the Cass County Hospital. Funeral services for Shirley Mathias will be on October 29th at 11:30 a.m. at the Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic. Juanita Catherine Forst Gilman, age 85, of Stewart, died Sunday at Taylor Hospice House in Des Moines. And per her wishes, cremation has taken place and no services are planned for Juanita Gilman. Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart has arrangements. and William Littler of Adair died Tuesday at his home. Services for William Littler are currently pending at Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Adair. The news was brought to you by Lindemann Tractor. Lindemann Tractor is good news for your blues. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.